So you have given everything.
Huh?
You have given all the structure. We have to present it right.
Even, say, 100 years ago, that Girish Chandra Gaur, he wanted to introduce theatrical performances, imitating the European theatrical performances. Man and woman taking part. So he wanted to invite woman artists, not a single woman. We go to public stage to dance, respectable man. That is 100 years. I am speaking, say, about 40 years ago. In one of our community, when the girl was to marry, and it is the custom in India, the bridegroom's party comes to see the garden. So they say, like, similarly, the girls' party goes to see him. So they came to see one of my friend's daughter. The daughter is very beautiful, rich man's daughter. So one of the bridegroom party goes to them. You know how to dance. That was his question to the girl. You have learned something about dancing and singing. She was my friend's daughter and my next friend, Mukunda Murli. His elder brother was there. He became very angry. That the rascal is asking our daughter whether she knows dancing and singing. He took it as insult. The respectable family daughter should learn how to dance, how to sing. So he immediately protested, no, she doesn't know how to dance, how to sing. She's not meant for that purpose. We like, of course, a young girl dancing and singing, but we cannot teach our family members. We spend for that outside. We cannot expect our Malik's family's daughter dancing and chanting and singing. No. in very good. Actually, that's easy, very easy nonsense. But in respect to marriage, it isn't meant for the low class, professional. Pay them, they will dance. Or go to some prostitute, she will dance. So he said, we have got some test for dancing, but not that our family members who do that. We pay for them outside. So, this art, or this theatrical, the Girishchandra Ghosh could not get a single response from any respectable family. Then he had to see some young girl from the prostitute class. They become later on famous artists. Kusum Kumari Dasi, Vishnu. Nowadays it has become a fashion that aesthetic therapy should join this cinema, spoil the character. Otherwise it was meant for the low respect. Do you find in Bhagavad description a special partner, the professor of Urka? Then take the reward.
This class is very influential today. This cinema artist, performer. Whenever there's a presidential race.
Just like John. So what is he meant? He's an artist, that's all. From educational point of view, there are other material or some money on account of his artistic. Some or other get money because of it. There's no question of culture or anything. That is stated in Bhagavad. The money is the criteria. No family, culture, education, these things will not take into account. If you want money, let it be. Never mind, what you want. Therefore, people are after money. Who is going to blame it? If you become a perfect man, who will care for you? Nobody is interested to become a man. Why he said become a star? First time they said. Now in the college has that. They are not interested. In art, philosophy, English, literature. They know it. They go for technical. How they get more money. In Toronto, some of the doctors, professor, they came to request that, to give our student. So they're not getting student. And after 3 years, they were all dismissed. We'll pay them. Or he told me, he's not getting any job. Mm-hmm. There is another Mr. Dr. Henderson. He does not get any job. He's selling incense. And Bhumara, his institute is suffering from the very beginning till now. Simply begging, begging, and paying, paying the professor. More student. First time we started Vaishnava philosophy. So, doctorate in PhD. So, especially in India, who is going to take PhD in Vaishnava philosophy and start? So, this is failure. He's already failure, but he is persistent.
The four people are very surprised. We are not starving.
Why we should starve?
We are not starving.
We are other invited. Come here. Leave number and chant Hare Krishna. Then what is the difference between Krishna's state and ordinary state? When I see so many young boys that take it prasada, I become so happy that they are having prasada and a good chance for chanting Hare Krishna. That's all. They are living in the best house.
Even the churches are not feeding people like this. They have so much money.
They do not know whose money, how to spend it. Bokalo. In the evening I took that watermelon juice. That created havoc all night. I think so. So, for breakfast you can prepare that soup, a little vegetable soup.
Vegetable soup.
Huh?
Nothing else? No fruits?
You can keep it. If I like, I can take. But the vegetable soup.
What time would you like breakfast?
Yeah, past 7 days. we are practicing what we call dialectic spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Another one Prabhupada spoke, the philosophy book.
Oh, the philosophy book we're calling Dialectic Spiritualism?
Yeah.
Very good title.
A Vedic view of Western philosophy?
Very good title.
That's a bad. If one actually interested in real philosophy, they must come to spiritualism. Atmatattam, that is Atmatattam. Parabhavasavadavodhajata javanna jigyasa atmatattam. So long we do not come to this platform of understanding Atma-tattva, whatever rascal they are doing, simply defeat. That's all. Parabhava. Simply frustration and defeat. The very word parabhava means defeat. Abodhajata. Why is defeated? Abodhajata. Because my birth is a rascal. Abodhajata. And this will continue. Javanna jigyasata apotattam. So now he is not enlightened to inquire about the spirit and the science of spirit. He'll live in the what is called defeat position or conquered position. Now we have to now increase our scope, everything we have got. If you don't come to this platform, Atma-tattva, that your own attempt will be defeated. You are already defeated, frustrated. Simply struggling, that's all. Either take the capitalist or communist, who has conquered? Everyone is defeated. One party may be proud that now we are victorious. And what victory you have got? What is the victory? Not that the communist countries are all happy. Where is the victory? Simply beating the drum that we have got victory. We have won the one planet, we have won the one. Cheating, the innocent problem. Is that victory? The girls are working? Less time? No.
No, they will come from the half hour yet.
They can come earlier if you like. They can come anytime you like.
No, I have no objection. They'll walk that side and sit down here.
They can come now.
Huh?
Huh? They should come now.
Yeah. Solid, but if we have to egoic animals, that is different. Otherwise, any human being they will accept. Well, the modern civilization way to keep the people in general, an animal platform. That's all. And cheat them.
Most of the people who they are becoming attracted to this communist philosophy, they have no idea how to practically apply it. All they are seeing is it is an opportunity to take from the rich and give me to enjoy. But they are not seeing any scope of community cooperation. This is all impractical. They're saying, I will get money from my boss, I will take his wealth and distribute. They're simply materialists.
That also distribute for me, more share for me. Now there is drought, there is no rain. What the capitalists and communists can do in this country? If they are able to present any program at the outside.
reason why the Russians were buying wheat from America. The reason why the Russians were buying wheat from America was because they had no rain. All their crops failed.
Not only that, people aren't inclined to work very hard. The farmers are not very enthusiastic to work very hard because they work very hard, but they have to give all the fruit away. So because they're karmis, they want the fruit. The state is taking the fruit, therefore they don't want to work.
Why do they say that?
They have no incentive.
I don't know. What is the thing about? I think that's a tendency. This can be possible only for Krishna.
Yes.
I want Krishna in India. That is only possible in Krishna.
This is fact. Therefore, it's the only practical communism.
I shall fight till my own man and Krishna will be satisfied. How that? What joy for his person, he did not decline. And then he thought that Krishna wants it, how that? And that is Krishna. Never mind, I shall be agreed by killing my king's man. But Krishna will be satisfied. That's all. This is Krishna. We cannot find this pleasure in the material world. Then I shall walk there and somebody will be satisfied. That is not possible. If I walk, I must be satisfied. So, these communists, they will walk according. Everyone will show that I have no capacity. So the production will be reduced. And they will have to make.
They've had to introduce capitalistic type incentives in many of the communist countries in order to induce the people to work.
Not capitalistic. This is Krishna also. They'll have to learn how to love Krishna. And for Krishna, they're prepared to do anything.
Yeah.
And that is. So we pumsang forever kabo, that's all bhakti radok kaji. That is first class. Jina atma samprasidati. Who knows this way? Find out this verse.
So I pumsang forever kabo. First canto. First class occupation is that which brings love of God. The first class occupation is that which brings love of God. When uninterested, unmotivated, it brings satisfaction.
Yes. We'll understand this place.
Sampro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje hai tukhiya pratiyata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
So, the communist teaching that you love Lenin, and the capitalist teaching that you love Washington. No, no, what is this? Unless the love comes to Krishna, there is no consequence.
There's no reciprocation.
Huh?
To love.
Anyway, there must be defect. Mm. Because the love is imposed in some defective or imperfect personality. Mm. He may be jealous or he may be wasn't. Doesn't matter. He's imperfect.
The clinging.
By accident, they must have part.
Love is there. Otherwise, why so many people are working? But because it is misplaced, they are not satisfied. Therefore, it is stated, the two work free, although kali. Although kali, this word is used. God, they may say, where is God? And therefore this word is adhokhali. Beyond your sense perception. Everything is within sense perception. And therefore this very word is. That you cannot see, you cannot perceive, but still you are beloved. Adhokhali. They say, therefore, that this Krishna consciousness, there's no idea of imagination, Krishna. They say, I have some imaginary call to Krishna, a stone, and unnecessarily they are wasting their time loving Krishna. What do they think? Is that that?
Some people think.
Huh? Yes, there are some, they are not all. In the criticism that you cannot see Krishna, the similar argument can be that you do not see Lalit, why you are not seeing Lalit? Is Lalit present before you? So why you are worshipping? You see, you have gone in Moscow, no. Every street corner, a big picture.
They're trying to replace everybody. Huh? They're trying to replace everybody's desire to worship some greater authority.
Anyway, but if you or somebody else were wearing Lalit, you are like worshiping. You cannot see Lalit. Because they say, where is your Krishna? You are worshiping a statue. So we can say the same thing. Where is your Lalit? Your statue is Krishna. in the airport, especially street crossing, everywhere, ladies. And they go to worship Lenin's tomb every day. Many other fools also go there, house tourists. That Lenin Square. They tried in India for Jawaharlal's tomb, for Gandhi's tomb. So in the beginning there was little crowd. Now nobody was. But Vrindavan, Govindaji's temple, Krishna Balaram temple, without any British crowd. This is good.
He has written only a little book, and you have written so many books.
What does it know, will he?
Huh?
What does he know that he will write? He can blab you first, yes.
Superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth.
Where you got this?
Vrindavan.
Okay.
Someone gave them this gift. Tulsi. in our preaching, this is a good point, that we do not alienate the communist and stress on the differences between us and them. That can come later.
Yes.
That
we are theorizing why that practically is great.
Yes.
So expand this party for the self-help and peaceful life. Spiritual
in New Vrindavan is a lot more difficult as well, because they've tried to avoid machinery. So the whole concept of farming without any complicated machinery.
There were so many places there.
Hmm?
In New Vrindavan there are so many places there.
Not so much tractors and things though. They've been trying to concentrate with just oxen and things like that. So it's taken a while to develop the whole concept, whereas in Pennsylvania they're using so many machines.
Yes. So our Vancouver farm, as we had machinery, we were able to put more land under cultivation than they. First year they had him to Vrindavan after so many years. Seemed very efficient.
Thing is, we should not become dependent.
No.
We should not become dependent on the machine. This unemployment is to their discredit in the Karmis society. The unemployment is a great discredit to have people sitting idle.
There will be great catastrophe. Unemployment will increase. And people they like to satisfy. Especially the black.
Yes.
They come up. This is artificial. They're increasing. Production of that deal, green, we purchase. There was a reach and that deal, that was unemployed. So that will reduce production. God, long, infinity. Pretty much they died too, and so many others. Here, so far, we can put me in the sunset, but when sensuality wants to eat it, vanity can be stopped. The milk can become not easy to eat, can be stopped, and the grapes can be stopped. Whatever you drank, you just drank the grapes and have to eat and have one.
It's very ecstatic.
If you have got excess, you can distribute to eat for that one. Or you make friends.
You gave one argument before about the meat eating. You say if you want to eat meat, that is all right. Why you don't wait until the animal dies naturally?
Yeah.
It's going to die one day, so you wait. Now, in the meantime, you can eat cats and dogs. You said in the meantime, you can eat cats and dogs.
By waiting for the cows to die.
Yes, cats and dogs are eating.
Yes.
That one gentleman came to Hong Kong for that.
One of the devotees in the Nanaki. Some man came with his pet dog. So in America they tie up the dogs outside the restaurant. So he did that and he went in. And then he pointed, he shoved the dog on his dog, meaning that he should keep his eye on it and look after it. After he'd eaten his meal, he went out, his dog was gone. So after some inquiry, they found out that when he showed the dog and the dog, he misunderstood and thought that he wanted to eat it, that he was bringing his lunch with him. So he took the dog and killed it and served it. And he ate his dog.
The local policeman here said that in England there are more laws protecting the dogs than there are protecting the children. And if you beat your children, there's no problem. And if you beat your dog, immediately they'll come and arrest you.
That's it?
Yes. Is that right?
I've seen in India they are bringing foreign dogs.
Yeah. Even that one Goswami in Vrindavan has a French dog.
Buddha.
Yeah.